I'm invoking the name of the Mac God on this one. Yay that I walk through the valley of weenie-ass niggas. I should commit no act of weenieism. My belief in the 13 laws of the ball smack topsoil comforts me. I stay extra relevant. Kissing babies and shaking hands, man. Doing what the fuck I gotta do out here to make it crack open. And you are now experiencing the world famous Ball Smacknosis Live. Man, today is a beautiful day. I'm happy to be here doing this shit. 2010, the introductory first show of the new decade. You know how we get down. We always come with the bomb agenda. We always come with the flavorful agenda for you. But you know, we gotta give these sponsors first. Ball Smack Gnosis Live is brought to you by CH1Media.com, HipHopRuckus.com, and BallSmackStreetwear.com, where you can get my limited edition t-shirts, hoodies, and whatnot. And you know you got the Ball Smack Streetwear times Auger t-shirt out there that's moving real hot, moving fast. You need to jump on it. It's a beautiful thing. Come through, fuck with us. Ball Smack Streetwear. You know how we get down. Like I said, we always come with the bomb agenda for you. 2010, we wanted to get right off and into this today. Wanted to be extra relevant for you. Our agenda is as follows. You know, we always come with a restaurant of the week, reader listener emails, niggas in the news, and topic of the show. Beautiful topic, and this topic, man, I just tried to come in real strong for y'all, man, on this topic. It's real beautiful. I know you're gonna appreciate it. The name of this show, I'm gonna tell you right now, is gonna sound kind of confusing to you, but it's the Despidious Manifesto. The Despidious Manifesto. That's how I wanna get it started for the new decade, high quality game for y'all motherfuckers out there vibing, listening to the Ball Smack Topsoil right now. Let's get into this restaurant of the week action cracking off right now. Now, this week's selection, the Rivera. Now, this is a spot in like downtown Los Angeles, right by the Staples Center right there, man. Went off in there, man, and I'ma tell you, I have some of the most unusual cuisine it was a delight to experience, and you should experience it too. That's why I'm telling this to you. The number is 213-749-1460. I had the banana leaf tamale with short ribs. And I know you got to get your mind around that there, man, but it was bomb. Go down there, holler at the chef, Sedlar, tell him the ball smack sent you. He teach you right off in there, man, huh? The Rivera. All right, now, let's get into these niggas in the news. And we got some special niggas in the news this week. It was some, it's so much activity been going on, man. And our first nigga, we gotta address old Gilbert Arenas. We gotta address old Gilbert Arenas, man. He got to get the most idiot nigga. He's such a strong most idiot nigga of the decade. It's ridiculous. We all know what happened. I know this show is dropping late with regard to his activities, man, but you know, old Gilbert bringing them heats in there, showing them the old crittening like that, man, is just, it's a beautiful thing, man. The level of ignorance, the throwing away of so much paper, 150,000 plus a game, losing millions. He lost his endorsement to Adidas, $40 million, lost that. Probably going to have to go to jail for a little bit, man. The idiocy is beyond, you know. I said it in my other show on Splendid Radio. I said, you know, he's a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Pure and simple, a fucking idiot. Gilbert, if you're listening to me, man, you're a fucking idiot, man. You're a cupcake. I can't believe it. You know, if I was critting it in that motherfucker, I'ma tell y'all straight the fuck out. If I was critting it in that motherfucker, that nigga would've showed me the motherfucking guns. I'd have been like, nigga, I wanna see you shoot me, nigga. I wanna see this shit. Fuck that. You gonna shoot me in an NBA locker room over however much money he owed a nigga. You know? Nigga, shoot me. I wanna see that shit. Everybody gather around in the locker room, man. Fuck that. This nigga gonna shoot me over some money he owed me. Man. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful, it's beautiful ignorance, man. But I'ma say this. I think when all of this dust settles and everything is said and done, some NBA team is gonna come up on Gilbert. Somebody is gonna tip the balance. The scales is gonna get tipped. Somebody like Cleveland or Dallas or somebody gonna come up on Gilbert, man. Watch what I'm talking about right here, man. Watch what I'm talking about right here. I wouldn't even be surprised if them powers to be ain't moving around on that right now. You know what I'm saying? But Gilbert ain't gonna never make the same paper he made, but He gonna be back in there. He gonna contribute to something, you know. Dumb motherfucker, boy, I tell you. All right, let me move on, man. And really, I should have talked about this first. The tragedies in Haiti, man. The heart goes out to everybody out there dealing with that, man. It's amazing to the eye what I'm seeing on the screens, man. The death, destruction, all of that, man. I'm telling you, man, the heart goes out. Haiti, it's horrible, man. I think they talking about over 200,000 people dead, man. I can't imagine. It must be hell out there. And what can you say, man? Hold your head down. God damn it, it's bad. Now, with that being said, man, I'm going to tell you, man, what I think is happening over there right now, man, I know all of the penitentiaries is empty. You know what I'm saying? I think it's some major wars going on there. I think this is a getting as good time out there in Haiti for certain elements. And I'm telling you, man, I know it's completely destabilized. No government, man. I know it's some vicious shit going on out there, man, right now, man. I can't even imagine. And all of this fundraising, man. Hey, man, I don't even really... In my deep heart, man, you know you want to give over some money, man, but is it really going to make it out there to Haiti, man? I mean, you know, I mean, it's some twists and turns going on. They own your boy Wyclef. They own your boy Wyclef hard. You know what I'm saying? Wyclef got the Yele. I think that's the Yele. Where you could use your phone to send in your donations and whatnot. Man. Oh, Wyclef, his foundation, his nonprofit organization. I was just reading something where they just now paid taxes, and they've been in existence for like 12 years. I think they just paid, just filed taxes. You know what I'm saying? And they own Wyclef, because see his organization received. They had to receive the most money because it was all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all everywhere, man. Yele, they was for Wyclef on this, man. I mean, huge people saying donate paper to him. He had to do millions. He had to be over 10 million. So now I know the federal government is on his ass about, where's all that money going? And see, old Wyclef got a little radio station out there in Haiti too, and they done showed that his little organization done paid his radio station like $250,000 in advertising fees and shit. You understand me? A little crookedness going on. Now I ain't saying your boy Wyclef not out there looking out for Haiti, making it happen, man. But man, these are sensitive times, man. All this paper flying around, man, it's gonna be some shit cracking. You understand me? You heard that here from Ball Smack Topsoil. Never. Yeah. All right. Haiti, the tragedy is horrible. You know, I hate to see people benefit off of that shit, though. All right. Let's keep it moving. Mary J. Blige and Ken Do. I saw something where Mary J. slapped the shit out of Ken Do at the record release party for looking at a bitch or flirting with a bitch or doing something with another bitch. It's, I don't know. That's a bad look, but it's not surprising to me. I mean, you know, I can't see Mary J. with one dude for the rest of her life. I never could visualize that. Mary J., something wrong with Mary J., man. She was out there when she was young. When she was young, that bitch was wild, man. And something up. I don't think she could have kids or something. And, you know, man, that bitch getting old, man. And I love Mary J, man. I fuck with Mary J, for real. You know, that bitch getting old. And, you know, I know she getting a little insecure. You know, she start, you know, not looking that fly no more, man. And, you know, man, she wasn't that fly to begin with, you know. But, you know, she kind of deteriorating a little bit. I know it's rough out there for Mary, man. But, hey, man, I love Mary, man. It's just, you know, the older bitches get, the more insecure, you know. And I could imagine it's rough. Kendall got paper. He can have some bitches. If Kendu dip from that bitch right now, he's good though. So I don't know if she wanna be letting him go, huh? All right, let's keep it going. Our last nigga in the news. Rest in peace, Teddy Pendergrass. Rest in peace, Teddy Pendergrass, man. You know. Hey, man, when I think about Teddy Pendergrass, a lot of memories. Little kid, mom's playing the records, man, all through the house, man. Smell of Lysol and Teddy Pendergrass and shit. You know, getting my ass whooped behind some stupid shit, listening to Teddy Pendergrass in the background. You know, hey, Teddy Pendergrass was the man. I gotta admit, when I was little, I really didn't like Teddy Pendergrass, you know. I was more in a Parliament, Funkadelic, all that old shit. So, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, I understood him when I got old. You know what I mean? When I got older and started liking bitches, that's when I started liking Teddy Pendergrass. And, you know, let's keep it real. You know, it's sad Teddy Pendergrass passed away, but Teddy Pendergrass kind of had the faulty ending, you know. You know, he was such a major sex symbol back in them days, man. So big. You know, I think he just OD'd on pussy. Because, I mean, like, I know if you don't know, when he got paralyzed, he was getting his dick sucked by a transvestite or a transsexual or something. It was a man sucking his dick. And that just kind of ruined his reputation and paralyzed at the same time. I mean, it was a horrible ending, man, for such a flamboyant player, soul man, dude. I'm telling you, we never know the true height that Teddy Pendergrass would have probably achieved if he wouldn't have went out like that. Because he was the man, you know what I mean? And that just killed his reputation. And, you know, it's like that in the hood, though. It's like that in the hood, though, man. I mean, you lose all credibility if niggas find out you gay or do some gay shit or you snitch. You know, if you snitch or do some gay shit, you just, all your credibility is gone. It don't matter what you was, how much of a super player, how many bitches. You could have had a million bitches. You let one nigga suck your dick, it's over. Niggas don't like you. Niggas can't look up to you no more. Niggas, you just, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't feeling it, man. I know a lot of, in my hood, I know a lot of OG niggas that came home from the penitentiary. And once that I practiced Dookie Love Jacket came back and caught up with their ass, their respect was fucking vapors, nigga. I'm telling you, it's real. But anyway, Teddy Pendergrass, rest in peace, man. You was a beast. You did what you had to do, man. Sorry that it went out like that, but man, it's a cold game, man. Hey, I want all of y'all out there, man, add the Ball Smack Topsoil on Facebook, man. If you bumping this, man, and I ain't your friend on Facebook, nigga, how could you bump the Ball Smack and not be his friend on Facebook, nigga? I be having some bomb status updates, man. A lot of motherfuckers be checking in. It's flavorful, man. Good way to keep up with the activities of the Ball Smack Topsoil. I be fucking with Twitter, too, but I think I be Facebooking a little bit more. Twitter cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Add the Ball Smack Topsoil. Let's see. Let's keep this going, moving in the right direction. Let's get into some reader-listener emails. Reader-listener emails. Get it going, moving. Okay, our first reader-listener email is from a nigga in Las Vegas, Nevada. He writes to Ball Smack Topsoil. He say, Ball Smack, what's up with you peoples? We bump you. We listen. We read the blog. We loving the game. We love what you do. Keep it going. Got a question for you. Been debating with the homies. We've been chopping it up. We've been debating. Niggas want to know, what is a good amount of females to have on a team? What's a good amount of females to have on a team? Okay. That question have been coming up, you know, quite a bit. I got a couple emails on that. Niggas inquiring about good quality, stable size, what's functional, what's good for you. And in my opinion, I'm really thinking it's based on what works for you. It's subjective, case by case. It's like, how much, you know, paper do you really have? Are you having a lot of paper? How much free time you got? What's your responsibilities, your load, your life? What is your life like? On the average, real talk, man, I know niggas be talking real flamboyant, saying they got a lot of bitches and this and that. But I really think three good bitches is kind of like enough to have on the team, really, when you really think about it. Because if you got your main bitch in number two and three, you know, and they solid, that's going to take up all your motherfucking time. You know, that's that. Any more than that, you venturing into being like a non-productive ass motherfucker. Whatever activities you got going, whatever you trying to do with your life, is going to be interfered with. Because if you just even working with three bitches is depending on you for counseling, motivation on a daily basis, want to talk to you every day ass bitches, then that's a lot, you know what I mean? Then holidays and shit coming up, man, you got to politic the holidays amongst the bitches. You got to be, man, three bitches is a lot. Now, you know, I say, you know, you might bring in a couple of other bitches on a loose rotation that you fuck with here and now and then, you know, to mix it up a little bit. But three bitches to me is, that's a good amount, you know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm a nigga that took it, I done took it up to like about a good 12, 13 bitches on the team. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, man, that, hey, I probably maintained that for about 2-3 months. And that shit was just, I'm going to just tell you, man, bitches is people too, homie. That's a lot of motherfuckers to talk to all the time, man. You talk about talking on the phone, man, talking on the phone all day to bitches. Man, that shit is work. Dude, three bitches is enough, man. I'm telling you, man. Boy. Yeah, with a loose rotation of bitches coming in every now and then to break up the monotony of the three, you know, but, you know, three bitches. All right, I got another question from a nigga on YouTube, man. This nigga hit me up a little bit while ago, man. He hit me up, he like, "Ball Smack, I've been watching the videos and learning game." This is a nigga from New Jersey. And he like, "Ball Smack Top, so I just need some help on how to get these bitches to pay more attention to me, to respect me a little bit more. I'm having a little bit of problems with bitches taking me serious. You know, I be getting bitches' numbers, I be calling them, and then, you know, they don't call me back, or, you know, they say they gonna call me back, they don't call me back, I call them, they never answer the phone. I don't have my own place, and, you know, I don't have my own car. I be borrowing the homie car sometimes. I be taking bitches to hotels, and I never can seem to hold the bitches. You know, recently I've been shooting game at this little stripper bitch trying to make it happen. It's like she's not taking me serious. I just need some help trying to make this happen. I need more bitches on the team. You know, I just want to be having some friends with benefits." I hope y'all understood that right there. That's like a real question a motherfucker sent me. That's a real question a motherfucker sent the Ball Smack Top. So now let me respond like that for this. That, you know, I don't know if motherfuckers really be listening to me when I be talking. I think motherfuckers just think, I think motherfuckers listen to me and hear some other shit or something, man, because, I mean, I ain't never advocated that you can have bitches on a team and you ain't autonomous, man, and you ain't got no car, you ain't got no place to live, man. I don't know how you have bitches and you in that type of state. I don't know how you have bitches and you borrowing a nigga car and them bitches know you borrowing a nigga car, man. I'ma tell you, nigga, out here in Cali, you would never have no bitches at all doing none of that type of shit. I don't know how, dude, I can't help you do nothing, man. I can't help you do nothing, man. I don't know, dude, I can't help you get a whole lot of pussy. You should probably listen to something different, man, because I don't know where you got, how you even thought I could really help you. The only way you can help you is by helping yourself by getting a motherfucking job or start hustling or doing something to make more paper so you can get on your feet and get your own shit, get your own place to live, get your own car. You know what I'm saying? Then you probably get some bitches if you could put some game with that. Because even with those things, you still ain't going to get no bitches, man. Step your game up, man. I don't know what to tell you, man. Everybody listening to me, hey, step your game up. The ball smack can't help you get no pussy if you ain't got your game up. You got to get your own game up, man. You hear me?
Stop!
Man. All right, y'all. Let's go into this other email. Okay, now this is serious email right here, man, and I want to touch on this one because this is something facing a lot of niggas out there, man, and you know, you're going to come up against this, man. If you're dealing with a bitch for a long period of time, you're going to come across this issue. Let me spit this. Okay. I got a nigga from St. Louis, Missouri, right, the Ball Smack Top Soil. He say him and his people be bumping the Ball Smack Top Soil. Sometimes they take the Ball Smack Top Soil to the barbershop and let him bump in the barbershop. Everybody get a good laugh, listen to the game. This is my first time, like, actually reaching out to you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just hit you with this right here. It go like this. All right, Ball Smack, I got me a bad top bitch. She been in my corner strong for 3 years, a bad bitch. Got a degree making paper. She's a nurse out there doing her thing, man. She really been on the team. Everything has been lovely. But here recently, she experienced a tragedy. Her mom's died in a different state, and her mom's was taking care of a disabled little brother that was not really like a little brother, a grown ass man in his 20s, but he autistic or some shit like that, and he needs 24-hour supervision. So now my broad has to take care of this motherfucker, so he gotta come down here and stay with us. Now, my broad don't live with me. She live like in a different city, but she come and kick it with me like every weekend. So now, she gonna be down here with me for like 2 weeks. And he gonna come live with us for 2 weeks. And we gonna take turns watching him, you know, while she at work, I watch him. And then when she here and I'm at work, you know, she watch him, right? So we gonna tag team on watching this motherfucker. 2 weeks. Now, you know, this is very, very, very much a strain on a nigga right here trying to run a team of bitches, trying to make it happen. My other two bitches, man, I don't know. One bitch know about top bitch, and then one bitch don't know about none of the bitches. So I'm real concerned about losing my side bitches. You know, everything has been harmonious and lovely. I'm afraid if they can't come through here for like 2 weeks, that's gonna be a problem. Also, I feel like my bitch working like a full shift and then coming home watching this nigga a full shift is gonna be too much for her. I think something gonna happen. I think that big nigga gonna overpower and do something crazy, man. This is a dilemma for me, man. I'm worried about a sacrificing for this bitch like this. I'm worried about this level of sacrifice for this bitch. Ball Smack, what do you think? What should I do? How should I proceed? Okay, I hope y'all felt this email right here, because that's a very, very important issue facing a lot of niggas out there, man. When should you help a bitch? When should you, like, bend over backwards for a bitch? When should you throw your jacket over a puddle for a bitch? It's rough, man. It's a case-by-case type of thing. It's subjective. It's based on the circumstances. that you find yourself in, you know what I mean? Now, take this case right here. You got a dude right here with a bitch that's been in his corner for like 3 years. A beautiful bitch, a smart bitch, a bitch that's been bringing a lot to the table. Fucks good, takes care of him. Man, you know, man, sometimes, man, you gotta roll the dice and, man, you gotta help a bitch. It's an investment, you know. She say 2 weeks, hey, just keep your eye focused on that and get through that 2 weeks. Just get through that 2 weeks. I'm quite sure she don't want to be breaking her routine, just like you don't want to be breaking your routine. I know nurse bitches are responsible, focused bitches. I think that since she's a nurse, she got that inner, that endurance to work hard. Like when she come to the house, she gonna be able to take care of old boy, man. I think she gonna be able to take care of old boy. So just roll, be strong with that bitch right here, man, in the corner, man. Them other two bitches, hey, man, you suzerain of your team, homie. You, hey, them bitches can suffer. You tell them bitches whatever, man. Don't make up some shit, nigga. Them bitches are, you know, they'll roll with it. They don't want to be missing out on that dick, nigga. I know they don't. I'm telling you, the bitches is going to stay in your corner. Look out for top bitch on this one. All right. Let's keep it going and going to the next reader, listener, email. And this one come from a nigga from Riverside, California. Young nigga reaching out to the ball smack topsoil. Young nigga reaching out to the ball smack topsoil, man. He say, man, he just started vibing, checking out the podcast shows, listening to the shows, checking out the videos and whatnot. He say, ball smack, man, I want you to speak on these niggas out here with leashes, man. These niggas just rocking leashes, man. They bitches got them on leashes, man. Niggas can't do nothing. Niggas can't go nowhere. Bitch screaming on them. Bitches putting hands on niggas, checking niggas for looking at other bitches and whatnot, man. Speak on that wild shit like that, ball smack. Okay. Now, you know, it's a young nigga right here, man. I got, you know, that's a good look, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you reaching out to a nigga. That one came from Facebook. It's like this, man. It's a whole weenie nation out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole nation of weenie-ass niggas out there, and it's always gonna be that, man. And that's why, as long as you uphold them good principles of standing strong and going hard on bitches, you're gonna benefit, I promise you, man, because all them weenies out there. Now, like I said, man, bottom line, man, it's just a lot of niggas out there that's on the weenie page. They like abuse. They want that abuse. They want to get treated bad by that bitch. Think about, like, that nigga Doug Christie, man, going back to the NBA, that dude, man. I mean, he was known for his bitch going hard on him. He can't look at no other bitches. His bitch was wild, man. People know about Doug Christie. Some niggas like punishment, man. Some niggas like that punishment, man. I know you heard about them dominatrixes and shit like that, man. There's niggas out there that like that shit. And there's bitches that live to give it, you know what I'm saying? And when them two get together, man, they make a beautiful couple, man. You see them out there in the street. That's when you see that bitch screaming on that nigga. When you in line at the supermarket, the bitch talking just crazy to a nigga. You wondering why you accepting that shit. It is what it is, man. That's the way the world spins, man, you know? You know, I thank the Mac God I'm on the side that I'm on. You understand me? And that email right there, man, kind of leads us into today's topic. You know what I'm saying? That email leads us into today's topic. The despiteous manifest. Pesto. You know what I mean? The Despidious Manifesto. And I know you're listening and you're like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? This nigga crazy motherfucker, man. But I'm going to tell you, man, I wanted to come strong for 2010, man. Lay out some good foundation game for niggas, man. And bitches, too, that's listening. Despidious means cruel. You know what I'm saying? Just save you from Googling that so you can find out what that means. But that's cruel. So this is the Cruel Manifesto. We're going to talk about cruelty and the benefits of cruelty. You know what I mean? Used well. Cruelty used well. Now, I first heard that term right there in one of my most favorite books that I be reading all the time. Sometimes I just flip through it just because, man, The Prince by Machiavelli, Niccolo Machiavelli, the one that lived 500 years ago, the one that Tupac took his name and called himself that. But I'm talking about the real one that lived 500 years ago, that wrote a lot of books on game that's still valid for right now. And one of them sections in that book, The Prince, he talked about cruelty being used well. And it tripped me out when I first seen that. I'm like, how could you be a cruel motherfucker and use it well? He lay out some good examples, man. And I'm going to tell you right now some examples from this perspective. Because with regard to dealing with bitches, period, in relationships, just period, you got to be able to be a cruel motherfucker for it to be good. I'm telling you, man, you got to know how to be a cruel motherfucker. But it's cruelty used well. It's like the kiss kick, ritual theory, or the kick kiss. You know what I mean? You kick a motherfucking ass and then kiss him. You know what I mean? It's an art form, man. And I think it breeds the most strongest attachments, man. It just breeds the strongest attachments, man. I think it's some bitches out there that, man, they try to pull that up out of you, man. They on a subconscious level do shit that forces you to either be cool, be a cool motherfucker to that bitch, or you can't do it, and you might as well move on, different relationship, because you can't even be with the bitch, because she's going to keep doing things on a subconscious level to bring that cruelty out of you. And if you don't respond to that, then you're not entering the kiss kick ritual with the bitch, which is real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. You know? So, cruelty used well. Now, it's hard for me to explain a lot of these concepts to motherfuckers without really just giving them motherfuckers good visual. So I'm gonna tell a story. A rough sketch of some shit that I did. And I wrote about this in my blog too, so this, you know. But anyway, cruelty used well. I remember, man, one of my bitches came through to visit me. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening we had together. I believe we had some wonderful dinners, kicked it back, relaxed, blew big kush. Oh, it was just a great night, man. You know, and naturally that led it off into the lubricities ensuing. And right before we began the session, I inquired, you know, was she on her period and whatnot. And she was like, well, you know, I'm not on my period yet, but it's coming, you know, but I'm not on it. It's all good and whatnot. We could go through with this. Now, I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers out there, man, it's like, I don't give a fuck about fucking a bitch on a period, man, but I don't like doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of reasons. And I'm going to continue. Needless to say, the lubricity jumped off. And once I realized that I looked in the bed and this bitch just started spotting and flowing and whatnot, and she done contaminated my beautiful king size mattress in my motherfucking bedroom. Got motherfucking period blood on the motherfucker. So, of course, you know, I informed this bitch, like, look, you know, you got motherfucking period blood on my motherfucking mattress. And she, you know, all upset, whoop-de-whoop, whatnot. And I'm like, that it's whatever. You know, I cannot sleep on a mattress with period blood on it. It's bad luck. You know, I can't sleep on that. You need to do something about it. And needless to say, I made that bitch go buy me a brand new king-size mattress and replace that there. Because, you know, I can't be sleeping on no motherfucking period blood mattress. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know that was some cruel shit to make a bitch go. Just some little shit, seemingly little shit to some of y'all motherfuckers out there listening. But to me, that was some important shit. Now, what did that do? Hey. That bitch had a whole new respect for me after that. No matter what, I noticed. And I got a motherfucking new mattress in my shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, regardless. You feel me? Now, that's just like an example. I mean, you have a lot of scenarios where you're dealing with a female and you know, and she knows she wrong, man. She knows she wrong. And you gotta hold a bitch to that wrongness, man. You gotta have the courage to be cruel to that bitch sometimes. And that'll foster a respect, because the bitch will realize, like, okay, I can't fuck with this nigga like that. You feel me? And that's good. Even if you're not trying to manage a whole bunch of bitches, even if you're not trying to have a whole bunch of bitches on the team, even if you're having one bitch, you know what I'm saying? You still got to get out the chair and the whip on that bitch and be willing to break a motherfucking collarbone, motherfucker, mentally. You understand me? I'm not talking about Chris Brown and the bitch, but you got to be able to torture a bitch mentally, man. You got to be able to do it, man. You can't be no motherfucking weenie about that shit. And that's high-quality game coming from over here, man, to y'all niggas for free, nigga, 2010. You feel me? Cruelty used well. I'm not talking about just being a cruel motherfucker for the sake of being a cruel motherfucker. Because see, a lot of motherfuckers get carried away and they just love torturing bitches. They just torture a bitch, torture a bitch, torture a bitch, torture a bitch, just torture a bitch until the bitch just run off and is gone. Nigga, lose the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a created tension. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, you torture the bitch, but then you gotta hug the bitch too. You know what I mean? You gotta, you gotta show love behind that. You know, when a motherfucker fuck up, it's discipline, and then it's love, man. You know, it's all love though too. You know what I mean? And that builds the attachment. I promise you, man. You gotta be able to do it. The Despidious Manifesto, nigga. Okay, check this out. I'ma spit one more. I'ma spit one more story, man. Okay, this is kinda like some comical shit, kinda like, you know. I had one bitch, man, you know, we was kicking it, man. She came by my house, man. She brought her homegirl by my house, man, one day to kick it. They over there kicking it, man. I got some kush on deck. And I break out this new bong. I got this new bong on deck. It's tight. It's like this brand new glass bong thing. I got it in the freezer, man. I break it out the freezer, man. Ice. You know, so this is her homegirl, like, first time at my tilt. This is a new bitch. I mean, I know this bitch, but this is her first time at my house. Matter of fact, her name was Tracy, right? So I offer Tracy the motherfucking bomb. I'm like, go on, hit this baby girl. Now, my main bitch, you know what I'm saying? She's watching this. This is her homegirl. She just hot. She just, I can't believe you let her hit her first. Old Orange County ass bitch. Now, mind you, earlier tonight, you know, I've been noticing some irritations with the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the verge of checking her on all night. So this is like a kind of like a final straw. So the bitch is like, I hate you so much right now. I'm like, what? I was like, Tracy, I think your homegirl is ready to bounce. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I kicked the bitches out the house. Anyway, this motherfucker called me all night. You know, I don't answer the motherfucking phone. I just ignore the bitch for like 2 days. So then, I finally answer the phone. You know, and this bitch just all tearful, apologizing, want to bring me some kush, come over, want to take me out to dinner, all kind of shit, you know, which I accepted, you know what I'm saying, and I let the bitch take me out to dinner, you know what I'm saying, I let her pamper the swipe the next night, and you know, and then I told her, I said, hey man, you know, you acting like a dumb bitch, but, you know, you show love. It's all love, baby. And see, look what that did. You know, the bitch got out of pocket with me. I kicked him out. I smoked all the kush. Relaxed for 2 days. Kicked it with my other bitches. Just ignored the bitch. And then look at the oblation that I received at the end of it. Of the torture, you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to torture a bitch. It all while I'm ignoring the bitch. I'm mindful that. You know, hey man, I'ma let the bitch back in the good fold, but I'ma let the bitch be hurt for a couple of days, man. Don't hesitate to hurt a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know it's good. Hey man. Being cool is good for bitches. It's good to be cool to bitches, man. The Despidious Manifesto, man. Don't forget this game right here, man. Don't forget this game. It's a lot of y'all niggas out there that's real, like, y'all feel sorry for bitches. Y'all put bitches on pedestals, man. Y'all niggas is scared to just chastise a bitch mentally. Man, y'all let a bitch say and do anything to y'all, man, with no consequences, man. A bitch, no repercussions, man. Y'all niggas just, man, it's, like 75% of niggas just have no ability to check a bitch, man. And I know a lot of bitches listening to this and it's like, man, fuck you, ball, smack, topsoil, always calling us bitches. But I really don't mean it in a bad way. I really don't mean it in a bad way, because I love bitches, you know, even while I'm talking this shit. What I'm saying is good for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? You know you don't like no weak nigga. My own grandmama told me she love it when my grandfather check her when she wrong. You know what I'm saying? She say, hey, I was wrong. He checked the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. When you're wrong, you get checked, man. Period, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think I got one more. I think I got one more story, man. Oh, yeah, it's another kick the bitch out the house story, man. I I remember, man, another time, man, a bitch was at my house kicking it, man. And, you know, she spent the night, and I ain't even fucked this bitch. We chilling, you know. Blew some kush, relax. And I get a couple of phone calls, like at 2 a.m., some other bitches calling. They want to, you know, another bitch want to come through on, you know. And I didn't even want to see that bitch. But, you know, I looked at the phone, you know. So this is one of them old insecure-ass bitches, man. Because this bitch immediately like, oh, so you getting phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, and then when my ears heard that shit, I just went into, like, shock. Because I was so shocked the bitch had the audacity to say that shit to me. I was like, what? Oh, so you just having phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning shit? I'm like, first of all, this is like your fucking first time spending the night. What the fuck is you talking about? Oh, you ain't gotta be talking to me like that. Hey, man, go home, man. Go home. Bye. You know what I'm saying? You know, serious, man. You know what I'm saying? Man. Let me tell you something. That bitch was calling me for like, I made that bitch suffer like a week. I just ignored that bitch, man. A week, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The oblation received at the end of that was so lovely, man. I can't even put it in the motherfucking words, man. I can't even put it in the words, man. The oblation after torturing a bitch for the... Hey, man, I'ma tell you, man. Use that cruelty well, man. Learn how to discipline a bitch. 2010 game, man. Opening it up, man. Suzerain of this shit right here is I. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas is lucky as fuck, man.
Oh, I just fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time.
You know what I mean? Man.
I turned around.
Anyway. Ball smack topsoil, man. You got any questions, anything for me, send them to ballsmacknosislive@gmail.com. I try to work the question in, especially if I think that motherfucker entertaining. I want y'all to be a fan of Ball Smack Streetwear on Facebook. Be a fan of Ball Smack Streetwear. And if you like the Ball Smack tops or you like this good game, man, you need to cop one of my t-shirts from Ball Smack Streetwear.com. Buy a t-shirt from a nigga. And also, if you got friends and relatives and motherfuckers you like that you want them to hear the Ball Smack topsoil and you know they just can't take all this real conversation that's going on over here, man, when I be saying bitch, nigga, and motherfucker and all them types of words like that, go to SplendidRadio.com, SplendidRadio.com, and listen to the Ball Smack Topsoil on there, 5 minutes a game, my little, that's like Ball Smack Topsoil light over there, man, but it's still a good game, and you can bump it in your office out loud, man, and that way your boss won't come in there and be like, you better turn that shit down, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Ball Smack Industries production. Put your hands together for our special musical guest.